Hi everyone!
Hey guys!
Welcome back to the podcast.
I really just said guys.
Yes!
Guys! I didn't mean to do that, but
hey, I always I cringe myself out when I say guys to a group of people.
Yes, I mean, it's our go-to, really.
I used
isn't
to
it?
Say it a lot, like, you know, like, say if you girls were like sat on the sofa and I'd be like, guys, are we going?
Yeah.
You're like, oh!
I know what you mean. It feels
it's like
a
I feel
bit
like I'm
like
calling
me.
You men.
Yeah.
You're not men.
Let's go, men.
Come on, men. Come on, my man.
So let's go.
Let's go, girls. Do, 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 do.
Are you envisioning a. Yeah.
Yes, exactly yeah. That. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, how's everybody been? How's everybody been?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
I'm also good, thank you.
Good, good.
I've got Emily made me a coffee, guys.
Yeah. And it Do you, have you read what it says on the mug?
Snuggle season.
Snuggle season. We are particularly close on the sofa as well today.
It doesn't. This might not look close to anyone else, yeah. But me and Emily don't touch.
We have got about an arm's length, well, half an arm's length between
yes,
us.
Yes, our legs are closer. Yeah. That's my doing.
Yeah.
Me and Emily don't really touch.
No, not really.
We share a hug when we've had a drink.
Yeah. It's about as far as it
yeah,
goes.
If we don't see each other in a while, we'll normally just do a, hey!
But I'm also not a hugger.
You're probably... I'm more of a hugger than you are,
yeah.
I think.
I don't really hug. Me and my...
People.
Yeah. I was leaving. My auntie Clara actually said to me the other day, she said, you're not a hugger, are you?
Mm-mm.
I don't even hug. Well, it is rare for me to even hug my family.
I was going to say, do you hug Harry?
Yeah, I hug Harry.
Not often.
No.
You wouldn't see him give him a hug. You'd probably, like, just give him a high five.
Yeah.
I can so imagine you'd just be like, hey,
yeah.
High five.
Anyway, back on schedule.
My coffee.
Oh yeah,
it's an almond croissant coffee, guys.
Yeah, we've got an espresso machine at the minute, guys. It's technically on loan from my sister's friend who is not using it at the minute, so we've loaned it off her. So that's great, but we might invest because we're really enjoying it.
Yes, I would love when I move out, my parents to buy me a coffee machine. I've told them this.
Wow, that would be a great
present.
But I
want one that has the nozzle with the milk.
Yes, you want a metal mug with yeah. The frother in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear that.
Search, they're about 500.
It is outrageous, yeah. But they're
brilliant. But I'm thinking they're getting rid of me for a considerate amount of time. You think they'd want to treat me with something really nice.
Yes, I'm with you on that one.
So, guys,
what are your words this week?
Let me find them. My want this week, basically, is I'm grabbing my hair. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah.
She's
alone.
She's got oiled in at the moment. She's a bit oiled. But it's longer than I've had it in a long time.
That's true. That's true.
And I'm getting it cut on the 5th of February, I believe. Mm. That's something I struggle to say, February.
February. Do you say the R? February.
February. But I hate saying it.
Yeah, it's not a fun word.
I don't enjoy it.
It always feels wrong when you say it. Mm. Not you personally, I mean in general. It always feels wrong when you say it.
when you say it, it feels
emphasis
wrong.
On the wrong word there. Yeah. Apologies.
Not an insult to you, just a compliment to her. Yeah, so anyway, any hoozle, I got a haircut booked. And I'm going to leave it slightly longer, get some softer layers put in it. But I'm debating curtain bangs.
I think do it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
But let me show you what kind of fringe I'm envisioning for myself.
Please.
I'll show you guys as well, don't worry.
Yeah, don't you worry.
I feel like I just broke the fourth wall.
No, I think do it, please. I would really appreciate it. And also, what are you going to do if you don't like it? Clip it back.
Yeah, but then I'm also thinking, do I get the layers and then do the bangs?
But then you won't do it.
True. I'm thinking something more like that.
Wow.
Like more of a fringy bang.
Okay,
like
okay.
Like maybe...
Cute. I think do it. Why
do you
not?
Think it'll look yeah. Nice though?
Yeah.
Guys, this was the first one I showed. Let me just check it.
Let me just try and yes. Describe it audioly. So, a bit of a wispy fringe, but above the eyebrows.
That's another. This is the second yeah. One I showed, which is a bit nicer, I think, from Emily's point of view.
I think, like, it doesn't sit flat above your eyebrows.
No,
it's definitely not a
really a bang as such, more of a fringe bang.
Yes.
Yes.
A bringe. It's a bringe.
Because I used to have curtain bangs.
You did, yeah.
thoroughly enjoyed them. The only time I hated them was when they grew out. Mm. And then you're in the middle stage of like,
ooh. Yeah.
But now they're about here.
Yeah. So then they do it. Why not? They're crazy. Yeah,
exactly. I need to stand up to my red hair, really.
Ooh.
Just because I've got a teeny bit of regrowth. And it will just wash out and stuff. Yeah. I'm kind of like,
you just top it up.
Yeah, I'm unsure.
Are you still enjoying it?
I am enjoying it, yes, I am.
Lovely. I think keep it going.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not been long enough to get rid of it.
No, I might message my hairdresser and say, I've got a little bit of regrowth. Should I just leave it? Because you can't really tell. Like, can you tell right now?
No, I can't tell right now. No.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really tell.
So
it's like, do I just leave it and kind of, then when I go to the hairdresser, I can decide.
Yeah.
And I can always rebook an appointment.
Can't remember mine.
Sorry, that's my
it's
nose.
Okay.
That was my stomach.
Oh, bloody hell, you're hungry. Oh, yeah, right, okay. So I fear I've mentioned this last two weeks ago and maybe even the time before that. I have an iPad. I now have an iPad pencil. For the life of me, I can't figure out how to use it properly. I'm not getting the use out of the iPad pencil. I can't figure out how to use it in notes. I don't like that you can't like swipe your screen away using the pencil. You've got to then use your finger. I open apps with it and I basically just put it straight back down because...
Do you think it's something in your settings?
Maybe.
Because if you can't swipe away screens with it, it sounds like it's not fully connected to your...
Yeah, but iPad. It works when I tap the screen. But you know when you have to like go right from the bottom of your screen, so I don't know whether you're not meant... Anyway.
It's weird you can't use it in your notes.
Well, I can, but it just is too much. Oh, like, right. I don't know how to best utilise this pencil.
You know what you should do?
Go on.
Go do an Apple Masterclass.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Maybe yeah. I could just go on YouTube, but I did think, why don't I go and see if there's any
You should
any
just
classes.
Go, like, I'm pretty sure you can book them online, like a Genius Bar appointment.
Yeah.
Just, like, go to an Apple store, like, make it so you can go out, like, to Trafford Centre that day. Say if you go with Harry.
Yeah.
Just go to Trafford Centre or, like, into Manchester and just book one.
I just want the tips because...
Because yeah. Then you can, if you book one and you do it over YouTube, you can actually ask questions.
True.
And you can like have some questions and be like, how do I do this? How do I do that?
Yeah. I just want to get my use out of it rather than just having it and not really
not
using
much point
it.
Point in having it if
it's
you
just replacing my finger because I'm just tapping with it. But yeah. I want to do more with it. So
you want, yeah, definitely.
That's what I want for the past, for a while now. Yeah. It's been bugging me.
That makes sense, you know.
What are you obsessed with?
We briefly spoke about it before. Traitors Twitter and Love Island Twitter. Incredible. I think we're going to discuss Traitors after, guys.
Yeah.
So we'll discuss it after. And obviously, Love Island, two episodes have come out so far. I didn't watch the first night's episode because I always, the first episode of a new Love Island season is absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
Why am I? I think it makes more sense when you don't know the people.
Yes.
When it's a
we
whole
know
new range
people.
Of people. These people are all stars. They've been in comeback. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sad, even though I've not watched all of Island seasons, I probably watched from season 4 or 5. So I don't know the earlier season people, but it's like, yeah. You know, I'm not that bothered. Like.
And the only thing that I can say that the first episode gave was you could see where there were some previous connections. So people who knew each mm-hmm. other and were like, oh, I know them. But also easy to figure out. I think it's yeah. a skippable episode. I'm with you on that one. I only watched half of it. I missed the whole first half and I was like, I'm just gonna watch second half. I don't really care. And still only like 6 out of the 12. Is there 12 of them in there right now? 10? I don't know. Yeah. Who were in has gone in 45 minutes in. I thought, Jesus Christ, this is a long time.
It's really long, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I only watched second episode, but I think Twitter really you get the most out of it when there's a reality show on.
Definitely.
Like, last week after yoga, Emily's sister came to yoga, and who's been on the podcast, Neve.
Yeah.
And we went for food after it, and I was telling her, do you have Twitter? She was like, yeah, I do, but I never go on it. I was like, Neve, you're missing out.
Yeah.
But it's like, even on Instagram, when meme pages repost those, like, people saying them, that's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter, yeah.
And it's like, you see them on Twitter about a week or so before, like, I see them going viral.
Yeah.
So it's like, really? It's like that. In abundance. There's so many more like that.
Yeah.
And I just think people don't get Twitter, and I don't understand it because it's so good.
And it's the ad breaks as well. Yeah. You know, when you're like, I need to debrief what's just happened. Twitter. Has it all ready to
go. Some people are so funny.
Yeah.
Like, they're really funny with the memes.
If you're a Twitter poster, well done. Well done. Although I did see one tweet go viral that said, Ekin-Su, please give it up and just pick Scott. We know you all want to. And I thought, she's really gone wrong there. She did get it wrong. But oh well.
What, my Susan Curtis?
No, the tweet got it wrong. It went viral because everyone was like, yeah, she's going to pick Scott. What is all this? And then she picked Curtis. So.
I kind of see why she's chosen Curtis.
Yeah.
I think with Scott, her and Scott are far too similar.
Mm.
And I think as well, she really has said she wants someone kind and someone who she can properly settle down with.
Yeah.
That's what I quite enjoy about so far. Everyone is about 25 and over.
Yeah.
Like, I think Luke might be the youngest in there and he's 25.
Yeah.
So it's like,
most of them are plus 30.
Yeah, like, India's 34. Yeah. Like, Scott is definitely 35, 36. Yeah. Like, a lot of people are, like, Marcel's 39, isn't he?
Yeah.
A lot of people are in their 30s that they're like, no, I'm actually here for someone serious. Yeah. But last year, I feel like that wasn't what it
that wasn't
everyone
vibe,
was
no.
in their 20s. But now it's given 30s, which is a bit nicer to watch.
Yeah.
And I think she thinks that Scott isn't gonna do it for her.
I think so. He was given a lot of excuses, wasn't he, when they were chatting, and that would put me right off. If someone's like, I don't think with this, I don't think with that, but right, okay,
right, just tell me to fuck off, yeah. please. Because I'm gonna say it to you in a minute.
Yeah. Okay, I think I can remember. Yeah, my obsession is the on the side of TikTok where there's the Hosier cover on all the edits of the Do I Wanna Know?
Yes.
I've absolutely been eating them up. They have consumed my For You page this week. And I've been loving it. Some of them are great. I love the Vampire Diaries ones. Mm-hmm. I've seen some Gilmore Girls ones. I saw a Molly Mae and Tommy one.
I've seen them, yeah.
I've really been enjoying it. Bit totes emoj, but loving it.
Yeah, I got in a very big hole of a TikTok recently. Well, I say recently, it was yesterday. And that song was the part of it. And this one was like, she's like, I think Hosier is one of the best artists you could walk down the aisle to, like, absolutely beautiful. And she's like, if you told me I'd walk down the aisle to an Arctic Monkeys song, I think I'd laugh in your face.
Yeah.
But the way Hosier covers it.
Yeah. It completely changes the song.
Incredible. Yeah. Like, my sister always says she wants to walk down the aisle to Work Song by Hosier.
Oh, lovely.
It's a bit depressing song, but
it is nice lovely. Song.
What do you walk down the aisle to?
Don't know yet. I haven't got that far. I wouldn't do Here Comes the Bride. So
boring.
I'd do some kind of, I'd like live music. I'd like a violinist, I think, live in there, in the room. Maybe even the singer. Yeah, maybe even the singer live in the room. But actually, no, I think I'd like an acoustic. No words. Is that what acoustic means?
No, I think acoustic's just singing guitar.
Well, I'd like
instrumental.
Instrumental, please. Yeah. Instrumental version of whatever my favourite song is near the time.
I'd quite like an instrumental of a Scissor song. Wow. You know, like Good Days.
Yeah, lovely. That'd be lovely.
I would love, something like that, like a piano or something. I would love to get married on a sunny beach and there's the wind and the veil is flowing.
Yeah.
It's just me. Me walking down the aisle barefooted on the beach.
Barefoot?
On the beach?
No!
You can't
walk down the aisle barefoot.
On a beach!
I don't care. I'm not doing that. I'll hobble in heels. Put me a path down, please.
Maybe I'll do flip-flops. I don't want to walk down the aisle really in a pair of heels that are uncomfortable and that I'm going to be a bit
wobbly.
Fair enough.
And your dress would cover it, I guess. You're not having your feet poking out.
Who says I can't wear my outfits? You wondered what I was going.
Yeah, I didn't wonder where she was going. I don't even know where we're up to. I think I just did my obsession.
Yeah.
So, your turn. What are you recommending?
Getting on Twitter.
Ah, bloody hell, she's on a roll today.
I didn't know what to put, so I just thought,
Fair enough. I am recommending to book a holiday. The January
we
blues.
We need to get our girls' holiday sorted.
Well, we've got a date planned.
Yeah, we have.
We have got a date planned. Saturday can roll round and we will
Saturday
be booked.
Saturday lunch.
But the January blues can really only be cured by booking a holiday. I'm putting it out there. I will take that to the grave with me. That is the only way to cure the January blues. Have something planned. Doesn't even need to be an abroad holiday. Have a trip to the Lake District. Have a trip to London. Have something ready to go.
I do think, as well, this is when we're going to talk about later about 9-to-5s and whatever, but I think having stuff planned is really, like, helpful. Do you know what I mean? Like, say 100%. If on Monday you're like, God, this is a really long week, but you know what? Saturday, I'm going out for lunch with my friends. Or Wednesday evening, I'm seeing that friend, or I'm seeing this family member, or I'm seeing my boyfriend, like, or I'm seeing my girlfriend. These, like, having moments mixed in between your working week.
Yeah.
really lightens the load of a working week.
With you on that one, definitely.
Yeah. Right.
The moment.
Oh, right, it's me.
It's you.
So last week, guys, it was a death trap of ice where we live.
Gosh, yes, it was.
So much snow, so much ice. You literally couldn't walk outside without slipping over.
Yeah.
And I went to go get my nails done. Got blue going on. Got a bit of blue going on. And you've also got a bit of blue going on.
I have. Yeah. Different shades.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
So I went last Wednesday to get my nails done. Parked in the car park, I usually do. Was walking across, and I decked it on the ice, guys.
Did you? No, you haven't told me this.
No, but I told you this.
No. On the car park?
No, coming out, just the way I was about to cross to the nail salon. Busy road at this time.
Yeah.
Loads of cars. I stepped onto the curb, like, you know, the exit of the car park is. So I stepped onto the curb just by the bus stop and Savers. Puddle of water, frozen, and I stepped on it and just
arse on the floor. Yeah, like, wow.
No, just like I kind of just like my legs were tingling, and I just like sat on the floor, and I was just like, got back up,
just get back up and carry
and
on.
And
anybody say anything?
No, but the worst part was traffic lights were red at the point. So there looked to my right, and there was a young guy, probably a couple years older than us, quite sexy in a BMW, staring at me, and he just was like this. Dead
really
pan
trying
face,
not to laugh.
Just staring at me. And you're like, you know, if you laughed, it would make me feel better about myself. But I was just laughing to myself.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Life goes on.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
Very true.
So I wasn't really bothered by it, but I was very embarrassed the fact that everybody saw me.
Yeah. Well, embarrassment's a choice.
Exactly. Embarrassment is a feeling that I choose not to feel.
There you go.
Lovely. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, my memory's short today. Dub moment? Yes. So I unfortunately was the opposite of you. I was at the football with Harry. I don't really go to the football very often because I don't really have much of a care for it. But I went out of the kindness of my heart as a brilliant girlfriend to
don't really care for.
Yeah, to join him, and we were watching a football game. And because I don't really care, I quite often make the mistake of cheering for the wrong team just because I feel bad. Like, I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on. And one of the players absolutely decked it. When I say decked it, like, into the cameraman, like, it was hilarious. And I started laughing, but everybody around me was like, ooh, oh my God, like, shocked. And I was absolutely crying and
what
just
did
kind
I
of.
Do?
Harry just was like, ooh. And I was like, right, okay, wrong reaction. Had to really humble myself. And Harry just looks at me like, I'm not bringing you here again. He didn't actually say that to me, but I could tell that's what he was thinking.
I could tell he probably thought if I wasn't 5 years in and this was a first date.
yeah, I just really embarrassed him. But
it's not embarrassing though, because it would have been, I feel like most people would have laughed.
Yeah, it was funny. The guy had his feet in the air and these cameramen were like, thrown back. It was funny, but I guess if you're a diehard supporter, and someone did push him, so that wise everyone was like, ooh.
That's slightly, if someone's pushed him, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, but it was still funny.
Yeah.
So that was my dumb moment. I guess it wasn't really that dumb, it was just quite funny.
It's the promiscuous position of your legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everyone else taking a back by you.
Yeah. Song, what have you been singing this week?
I've got two.
Brilliant.
I can't remember if I said these last week. Scorsese Baby Daddy and BMF by SZA.
I fear you said those exact songs
last
week.
Yeah, I do,
but it's okay.
And
it's okay,
you know
they're
what?
Still
me
hitting,
and Emily, I'm sorry, I thought I'd just kicked you down on the sofa. We learnt what BMF means.
Can you remember?
Blowing money fast.
Ah, well done, well done, yeah.
Yeah,
it's in the ad-libs,
darling,
isn't it? I meant ad-libs.
Yeah. One is a boy,
good song, good song.
Brilliant.
Scissors in the room with us.
Thanks.
I've gone with also something that's been all over my TikTok and should be all over yours because we posted on the Surviving Girlhood TikTok page. Just saying. The new Bad Bunny album, the title song. It's called DTMF. It's all in Spanish. And it goes, De vítima la foto, sé cuando que te tuve. Na, 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 na. And there's been some really cute videos that people have been making to the song. And if you head over to our TikTok, you'll see ours. It's lovely. Would recommend. But it's that really song, lovely. It's fully in Spanish, but I swear I've been singing it all day. Oh, no idea if the words are right, but giving it a good go. I'm loving it. Apparently, if you translate it, it's quite sad. It basically is like, we should have took more photos when I was with you. But it's an absolute tune.
Tune,
yeah. Loving it. Maybe I'll go listen to the album, but right now it's just the song.
Just the one song. You know one song I had the other day? You know when sometimes you get a song in your head that you can't stop thinking about? Yep. It was Mutt. Have you heard this new...
Ooh,
it was on my TikTok for you page. I played it in the car. Let me get the who it's by.
Yeah, give me some more hints, because I fear that I have also seen this on
from
TikTok.
Leon Thomas. Like, she's a take your time, what's the rush?
Oh, yes,
I said, baby,
yes,
I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. And it's just like, it's just...
I'm a mutt.
I'm a mutt. And it's just really...
What does mutt even mean?
I think it's just another word for dog. Oh. I just quite like it. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't really like...
But you didn't pick a V song of the week.
No. No, I can't have three. Yeah. Sorry.
True.
I don't really like... I don't know, like, you can... I feel like the reason behind it's a bit, but it's funny.
And that's our words of the week.
Yeah,
we really got into it this week, didn't we?
You know what song I was about to do? Yeah. You know what I said to someone the other day? We have said in our friend group for years, say it to my face, ho.
Have we? Yeah, I think we have, actually.
Like, in college, we said, say it to my face.
Yeah.
In college, we said it a lot.
Yeah.
I said it the other day, and they're like, I've never heard that before.
I fear we have quite a few of those occasions.
I think we... And then I was trying to find the meme on TikTok and on the internet, because I believed it was a meme. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I think we...
Yeah, I think we just started it. And that's why no one else gets it, because nobody gets me like you.
Yeah. We also have that one where our friends...
That would be a lovely acoustic song. No, instrumental song to walk down the aisle to.
Makes me like you.
Yeah.
Our friend Stella's brother once, didn't he say, like, where's my hugger?
Yeah.
And then for like a year in college, we used to just say, where's my hugger?
Where's my hugger?
Where's my hugger? That was a really random one. And I fear if I said that to someone now, like, imagine saying that to a boy, where's my hugger? Yeah. They'd be like, no, sorry, I'm joking, like that. It's a joke.
It's just a joke.
Just a joke.
Okay, that was our words. So our first point of call this episode is we'd like to talk about the traitors.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's been watching it, but if you're not, you can watch it now.
If you've not, this is still relevant, because we'll let you know what's going on. My question to you, well, your question to yourself, would you be a traitor or a faithful?
I don't think I could go on that program.
Wow! You're joking, really?
I fear I'm really bad at lying.
Well, yeah, but if you're faithful, you wouldn't have to lie.
No, but I think my behaviours would be a bit conspicuous.
Ah.
Because I'm quite a jittery person anyway.
Right.
Like, I like to, like, if I'm talking to someone and I'm nervous, I'll, like, faff around with my fingers, or my leg will be going, or I'll be doing something else. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you'd be the guy who gets caught out by a twinkle of the eye.
I think I would be Zach last year, you know, when everyone was like, to Zach, you're too jittery. He's like, I'm autistic.
He was caught straight up.
Was that Zach, or was it someone else?
I can't remember.
They were like, I'm autistic. Like, that's the way I am. Yeah. Like, I think that, obviously, I'm not autistic, just to clarify.
But you feel like you'd have some traits that would throw you down straight away.
I think people would be like, you are suspicious. And it's like, well, no, I'm not.
You'll be like the Scottish guy last year who was like, can I just ask, am I a traitor? And everyone was like, what are you on about? Yeah. And they're like, you should know if you're a traitor. And he's like, no, but, like, I don't know, but, like, who thinks I'm a traitor?
Time is up.
Yeah.
And he was like, God!
Yeah. All of a sudden, he was voted out, and he was a faithful.
Yeah, I think maybe in time I could be better at lying and go on it. I think I would like to be... I'd love to be a traitor, honestly. I think being a traitor would be fucking sick.
You've literally just said you can't lie.
No, but I'm saying, like, if I could.
Right, okay. You'd like to, but you don't think you could.
Maybe if I was a bit calmer.
Yeah.
Maybe if, I don't know, if I could have a glass of wine before I spoke to anyone.
Yeah.
And if I could just be permanently a bit drunk the whole time.
I'd fly through.
Find a bottle of wine every evening. I'd be like, Yeah, I feel like you'd be good at it.
I think I'd be really good. I would like to be a traitor. Definitely. I think I'd be very good. My sister actually said to me, she said, if you were a traitor, I don't think I would know. Which is good. My sister can't even tell. Nobody's going to know.
I think you'll be good as a traitor, but I think sometimes the thing about being a traitor is you really have to back yourself up.
Yeah.
And if someone says to you, you're a traitor, here's what I've found, like evidence, you have to think on the spot and be like, how can I back myself up? Yeah. That's the main thing, I think, with being a traitor. It's not the fact if you can lie or not.
Yeah.
For being a faithful, really have to lie as well.
Yeah. I think maybe I'd like to be recruited, though.
I was going to say, I think I could see you being recruited.
I think being a traitor from the start is quite tricky, although Mina's absolutely slaying it so far in the season.
Yeah.
Just slight spoiler, but she's doing really well.
A clip from, I think it was like the after party of the traitors.
Oh, right.
And it was like these two people, they hadn't been on the programme, but they were talking about it.
Right.
It was really interesting what they were saying. They were like, when Mina got in the car with, I think Freddie was there,
mm-hmm.
after one of the challenges, and she didn't even say who was in the clique, but she went, you know what I think we should talk about? I think there's a clique going on. And Freddie went, yeah, I think there is. And they were all discussing it, and they all just presumed she meant, obviously, the four people that were in the clique. But she didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really interesting how she played about that and went around that, because she never mentioned the clique. She never said anything. It never got back to her that Mina said that.
Yeah.
She's trying to cover her back. Never, it was not happened yet. Like, that's not been said.
I saw that exact same clip, because then they were like, it's the Traitors and Cloaks podcast, that.
Oh.
Because then they were like, Freddie didn't even know what a clique was, but he was openly talking about a clique, but then he was like, I don't even know what it means.
Yeah.
Like, why did he not think, well, Mina said it?
Yeah.
That's where he got the word clique from.
Why did he not go to Mina and be like, what's a clique?
Yeah. He didn't even know what he was talking about, but she planted the seed so perfectly.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was a traitor because of it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. She's playing a great game.
I think she's playing it so... And the issue she'll have is, like I said, backing yourself.
Yeah.
In the next week, couple episodes, someone's going to... When the group gets smaller and they're struggling to find traitors,
mm-hmm.
they are going to look and think, who have we not looked at yet?
Yeah.
And it's at that point they're going to say Mina.
Yeah.
And even if you trust one 100%, you have to look at them as if they were a traitor.
Yeah.
And if they're like, oh, we've not looked at Mina, she will then have to prove a point and be like, how could I be a traitor? Like, come on.
That is going to be tricky for her. I hope she stays strong. The one thing I'm not sure about is, in the game, are we meant to be backing the traitors or the faithfuls? Because I'm backing Mina right now, but she's technically sabotaging the game for everyone else to win.
How so?
Because she'll steal the money at the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, technically, she's the bad person in the game.
I would always back the traitors because I think they play the better game.
Yeah.
I think if a traitor gets to the final, they deserve the money.
Yeah.
Like, they have lied their way through the entire thing.
Yeah.
Especially if they're a traitor from the start.
Yeah.
They've lied their way through the entire thing and not been caught.
Yeah.
Really, you are losers, you faithfuls, because you've not been able to tag on to them.
And you know what is also really interesting is they get rid of all the, like, people who have good ideas first. So it ends up being even more difficult. Like, Yin, gone straight away.
We knew she would have been a really good traitor, I think.
Yeah. We knew she was going to be good. Gone.
Yeah.
Tyler was putting forward ideas. Gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very clever game. And just shout out Claudia. You know what? Did you know that Ekin-Su went on the US Traitors? She also went on Big Brother, if you remember that. So I am a bit suspicious of Ekin-Su going back on Love Island, but she also swore on Big Brother that she would never go back on.
I
know,
I saw a couple of tweets of a girl, I didn't watch Big Brother, but she was like, I mentioned Love Island and Ekin-Su nearly put me in a brothel, like, she nearly, like, burnt me, like, she was adamant she would never go on again.
I think you mean brothel.
What, like, broth, like, soup? Brothels are sex house, isn't it?
Not a brothel, a broth.
She basically was going to cremate this girl, like, basically. She took it to France.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's a very clever game. I feel like
who created it. Dad was saying this, like, who created it? Because whoever created it is bloody clever.
Yeah, genius. And the missions are interesting, but I think the missions need to get a little bit more
hard,
sabotageable.
Yeah, the one with the when people had to get off to get fuel or money, that was a good one.
That was a good one. The one with people dunking the thing on their head, I didn't really get, because you kind of, it was just a game of chance. Like, whoever you got partnered with, you just had to put forward a name.
That was a bit stupid when Frankie was being like, who dunked me? Yeah. Like, what are you on about?
Like, you dunked people as well? Like, what are you trying to get from
me? Mina, at that point as well, was incredible when she started crying and the round table was like, brilliant. You know how I feel? Like, you know? I was like,
yeah, brilliant.
Really good. I think Linda's just bloody stupid. Yeah. Like, Linda, you're gonna get caught.
She will.
But we were saying this. I wonder if Linda goes, will Mina be able to carry on by herself?
Yeah.
Or will she have to recruit?
And funnily enough, I think everybody's in the same questioning position, because people at work were talking about it, and I was like, I had this conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in this position before.
I would think because it's still quite early on in the show.
She'd have to recruit. I think so too.
But if there was, say, 10 of them left, then it would be like, you know what, she can carry on by herself. But if...
Particularly with the spin at the end, that you never know who is... At the end, they don't have to reveal themselves. Mm. So if there's three faithfuls left, it doesn't matter. But I guess the only issue is nobody would be murdered if Mina got voted out. If there was no traitors left. No one would be murdered, and then they'd know that there's no traitors left.
She'd have to recruit. I think she'd have to. They'd thought if Linda went, Claudia would say to her, "You have to recruit."
Yeah,
tonight.
But then what if they decline?
Then they decline.
Yeah, bloody hell! It's all getting a bit complicated. We'll see what happens. It's it's Wednesday today, guys. So
Traders is on tonight. It's late for me.
And the hellish time between the Friday and the following Wednesday is awful. Who decided it would be on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I need a bit more
Monday, Tuesday, more Wednesday consistency would be than that. Or Monday. Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, because then you only have the weekend to start again on Monday. That'd be great. Anyway, at least it breaks up the time for
I wonder
for
who
Love
got
Island.
Murdered in that game.
Yes, exactly. They've kept us on edge since Friday.
But what's he called? Alexander?
Yeah.
What? He was awful.
He was, like, shaking.
It's the way, I think it must have been really cold. Because he was, like, rocking back and forth and was, like...
Giving a lot away there, Alexander. Okay. The next thing we wanted to talk about was, I had a bit of an epiphany earlier. Is that what we would call it?
Yeah.
I could go with epiphany. I was in a really good mood this morning. I had a really nice coffee, which, as you know, if you listen, I love a good coffee. And I was like, wow, great day. I was feeling really motivated. Got a load of work done in the morning. And then I opened my phone, went on TikTok and saw a really sad video, and then was like, what the hell, like I was all like so upset. And I was like, how have I just, like, I've just completely ruined my mood just by opening my phone. And I was like, this is actually so crazy that TikTok can, well, and any other
social media has that power over you,
isn't it? Your emotions are so easy to sway online, and we would never experience that if we didn't have social media, because it's so quick that it can change what you're looking at so quick, and that your emotions can change so much easier, and it can just ruin your mood completely. Like, you might be watching a video that's really funny, swipe, and the next thing is sad, or a clip of something that's sad or something, and you're like changing your emotions all the time. It's really hard to regulate your emotions. And I just thought it was really interesting, and I wonder what is going to happen to us as a generation going forward if we are constantly basically overstimulated.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like how our parents didn't grow up with social media or anything like that, but now you have a lot of Facebook mums and...
Yeah.
Like my mum, she's on her phone quite a bit for a 50-year-old lady. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a lot, but like she texts her friends and stuff, and like she Snapchats my sister a lot. But stuff like that, you know, like people go on their phones. And I think as a generation, I think we'll... But come off our phones.
I think you might be right.
Like, because we know so many people who don't have social media. Like, you meet so many people now, and you're like exchange Instagrams, and you're like, oh, I don't have Instagram. Like, I don't have Snapchat. I don't have Instagram. Like, you can only contact me by my phone number.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are like that. Or we know a lot of friends who we're probably a bit like that as well. Like, we don't reply to messages instantly. We don't go on our phones. Like, I'm really trying to go off my phone.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, have screen time of literally, like, 2 hours a day, if that.
Yeah.
So I think as a generation, maybe not the whole generation, but I think from what I've seen from our friends and our kind of how we work, I think that we will become like grandparents almost, and kind of just like, you can't contact us really. Like, yeah, you have to come and see me.
We've seen the worst of it, so we're probably more likely to push away from it when we're older. But it's just hard right now because it's basically an addiction. You open your phone and you go onto the apps. But once we get over that, we know that if you break the addiction,
that you're fine. Part,
you won't want to go back because you know all the negative things that you'll see on there. Yeah.
I think TikTok is absolutely horrific for your attention span.
Definitely.
Like, it's the way you're watching videos that are like 30 seconds long, and then when you see a 10-minute video, you're like, two times speed, just skipping through it. Like, I don't often watch a TikTok all the way through. I watch part of it. Keep scrolling. Like, you never watch the full thing.
Yeah.
And it's so bad for your attention.
Yeah, like, we literally can't concentrate on something for that long because there's so many other things that our mind wants to do. You just want to keep going. That it's so bad. And I think that'll affect us in work as well, definitely. Like, I feel like it's so hard. Like, I literally said to you before, I'm trying to do some work on my assignment, and I was like, I can't even concentrate on that right now. So I got up and I started doing something else, and I was doing something else, and I was like, I can't, that's too big of a task for me to do right now. That, how am I going to try and get back into that swing of sitting down and paying attention to something for really long? And, like, TV shows as well are getting shorter. We watch a lot of short episode things, and then when things, like, you see a film that's like 3 hours, you're like, Jesus Christ, no thanks, I don't want to watch that. Or you'll watch films in bits rather than the full thing.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I think, it's just, especially films is the big one.
Yeah.
I think even, like, when you're watching, say, Gossip Girl, and there's episodes 45 minutes, sometimes halfway through you're like, this is
wrong. Yeah. Or I'll go on my phone whilst I'm watching it and I have something else going on. I guess what would be good to know is, how can we develop that? How can you get better at your attention span? I don't think that's the right way of saying it.
I think coming off TikTok is one of the main things.
Yeah.
I think coming off TikTok, coming off, maybe not Instagram as such, but I think with Instagram is, if you go off TikTok, you go on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
So I think almost coming off both of them, or just having the willpower to not go on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
And then go on to read more, like,
yeah,
watch TV more, like, get out into the earth more.
Yeah.
And actually experience life.
Yeah.
Rather than being sat on TikTok.
Yeah, and not to toot our own horn, but I actually think podcasts are quite good for it, because listening to a podcast can be quite engaging. You might actually want to sit and listen to the full thing, or listening to it whilst you're doing something else, and you can quite quickly get through a whole episode.
Yeah. I would say YouTube vlogs are good for it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll quite often watch the Sophia and Chintia vlogs.
Yeah.
And those vlogs are great because they obviously, it flicks between different clips because it's their days, like, they're flicking in and out of things. And it keeps you engaged.
Yeah.
Like, really engaged.
That's really true, actually. And I guess watching more informative things as well.
All right, like, David Attenborough.
No, but you know, like, you were listening to that Grace Beverley podcast the other day.
I've been listening to some Grace Beverley podcasts on my lunchtime walks, and they're really good.
Yeah, like, that's quite interesting. Yeah.
And it does make you think, like, because the one I recently listened to was with Gemma Speck, and she was talking, and I was telling you, Gemma Speck's this psychologist based in America.
Yeah.
And she talks a lot about your 20s, different lives in your 20s, the seasons in your 20s, the way to go about these things, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of was then sat thinking at my desk, like, doing my work, like, oh, like, I do this and this. And, like, when you're listening to it, you're like, oh, I do that. Oh, but I don't do that. I should start doing that. And
yeah.
Like, blah, blah, blah. It is really engaging.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think Sudoku, you know, crosswords.
Yeah.
Wordle.
Good shout.
I have fallen out of the Wordle. Do you remember we were doing the Wordle literally
every
day?
I fall out of the Wordle as well.
And I was also, it was that April time, we were doing the Wordle every day. I was on the New York Times app doing the tiles every day.
Yeah.
I was playing those games like for 40 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't want to go on TikTok because I just put my phone for 40 minutes, so you put it down and that was perfect.
True.
But I fell out of love with that because the Wordle, some recently I tried to get back into it and I just Google it.
Yeah, same. I do that. Yeah. So I guess our thoughts are replacing short attention span things with longer things rather than trying to just force yourself off it. Replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Try and watch things that are longer, listen to things that are longer, do things that take a longer time. Build it
back
up. I think
that you said it's a habit thing.
Yeah.
So it's like literally just breaking the habit. Like for the first week, you're going to be bored and you're going to want TikTok again. But then after that, you're like, no, it's fine. It's like, say, for example, you're quitting vaping this year.
Yeah.
Like when you first quit, at the start, it's going to be really hard and you're going to be like, oh God, like, just want to vape. Or I just want a cigarette, or I just want a drink.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, if you're trying to give up chocolate, whatever, I just want a piece of chocolate. But then after that, it's like, you know what, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like suddenly the penny drops and you feel fab.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah.
However, I don't think I'll be giving up TikTok.
No.
I enjoy it.
But can we replace it? Yeah, replace, if instead of spending an hour on TikTok, watch a bit of TikTok, and then go and watch a YouTube video. Go and listen to a podcast for a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do some puzzles.
Do some puzzles, yeah. Maybe we'll get on the Wordle grind again.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think, yeah, I would love to be the person that goes on their phone and realise that, you know, like, say, if you message me, I am quite often quick to reply. But, like, I go on my phone and the first message I see is one from, like, an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
That I've just not, because I've not been on my phone, I've not seen it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to kind of be. Like, not that I take days to reply, but just sometimes don't reply instantly. Like, actually live a bit. Oh, you know what I did see on TikTok, which I really enjoyed? Let me find the TikTok. Bear with. Just communicate to yourselves.
We'll chat, guys. I just think that it's going to have a worse impact on our future than we think. I think work life will change because people don't have the same kind of attention span to work in the routine that we do now. Lots of people don't like the 9-to-5 life because it's a big chunk of your day. Well, people like to work flexible hours. People like to do a little bit here, a little bit there. I feel like that's going to be how things will move going forward. Just because everybody is actually very different and learn very different now than we used to, that it potentially could have a big impact on the future. And how crazy that thought just came from the fact that I watched a sad TikTok after having a good morning. Very weird.
I can't find the exact TikTok, which is really annoying. But basically, they were just saying that I feel like we've spoken before about kind of almost changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know how you say, like, embarrassment's just a feeling, like, it's not a real thing. Like,
yeah.
You just don't feel it. Like, just kind of be like, ha, that was embarrassing. It's funny, not embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it's to look at life as almost things that happen, you move on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think some people, like, hold grudges and stuff quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think life's too short for it. And I think that part of it also comes from getting off social media.
Yeah.
Like, get off social media, because realistically, when you're scrolling on TikTok, your brain's kind of partly asleep, I guess. Like, you're not really actively thinking, are you?
Yeah.
So you could arguably say that whilst you're not actively thinking, your subconscious is thinking, and you might be, say if, I don't know, we were driving back from work and we had a disagreement. If I'm scrolling on TikTok for an hour when I get home, my subconscious can be like, God, I can't believe Emily said that, blah, 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 blah. Like,
yeah.
You're kind of going to be going around in circles about and overthinking it. But actually, if you get outside, go for a run, go for a walk, you're going to come back and be like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, it happened.
You've been able to process
it. Yeah, like, she's one of my best friends, move on. Doesn't matter. Like, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, kind of an approach to life like that is so valuable.
Yeah.
Like, just like, if someone upsets you, oh, I've told them they upset me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose them as a friend or whatever they are to me. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I've told them they upset me. We're through it. Oh, well, life goes on.
Yeah.
LIFEGOESON.
Life goes on. It will never end.
Should we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. So thanks for chatting with us, guys. Please go and have a look at our TikTok, even though we've just told you to not go on TikTok as much.
Yeah.
But give it a whirl.
You can look at our TikTok.
You can look at ours. It doesn't count. But thanks for listening and listening to us waffle.
Ta-da!
Bye! Bye.